This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Expect 17 days of celebration, disappointment, controversy, and glory at this summer's Olympics in Athens. And that's just behind the scenes. A new book provides a peek into the money, politics, and controversies of the Games, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The book is called Inside the Olympics, and there are few Olympic insiders like author Dick Pound. He swam in the Games for Canada, has helped manage them for 25 years, negotiated billions of dollars in television and sponsorship agreements, led the International Olympic Committee's investigation of the Salt Lake City bidding scandal, and now heads the IOC's anti-doping effort. So Pound wasn't thinking sports when he made this pitch for a book about the Olympics.
Something that would help people who ordinarily just turn on the Olympics as a television event to get some idea of what's behind it. What are its successes, and what are some of the failures that have taught some lessons for the future?
One of the failures is judging, where favoritism and politics can cloud results. And Pound reveals judging misconduct involving one of the most dramatic moments in Olympic history.
Beautiful, and the crowd loved it.
Natia Comăneci of Romania.
In the 1976 Games in Montreal, 14-year-old Natia Comăneci twirled and twisted on the uneven bars for an unprecedented score.
I wouldn't be surprised if she got a 10.
And it is.
A perfect 10 on the first line. The first time I have ever seen that in Olympic competition, a perfect 10.
Dick Pound was watching and later quizzed unnamed Olympic officials about the score.
That was the result of the Soviets figuring out that they were likely to lose the women's team event.
The team gold medal depended on the difference in scores between individual gymnasts. The bigger the difference, the better the team scores. The Romanians were so good that the Soviets and their judging allies felt threatened.
And the only way to deal with that was to start marking everybody higher, so that by the time you got to the good Soviets, as they then were, they were getting 9.9 or 9.95. Along comes Nadia, clearly better. And so there's only one place to go, and that's from 9.95 to 10. And it wasn't enough to enable the Romanians to win the team championship.
Pound says it's not so much that Comăneci didn't deserve a 10.
But how the judges conspired to keep the Romanians from winning the team event.
The International Olympic Committee didn't respond to that incident, but it did react to the judging scandal at the recent Salt Lake City Winter Games, in part because today's commercial value of the Games is threatened by scandal. That value soared under Pound's handling of sponsorship and television contracts. He sees no evil in the commercialism of the Olympics.
The sponsors of the Olympic Games help pay for the cost of organizing the Games. They help support the athletes who are training for and participating in the Games. And without commercial support and without television, there would be no Olympic movement today.
A real threat, Pound says, is the growing use of performance-enhancing drugs. That jeopardizes the upcoming Athens Games, he adds, given doping allegations involving athletes from several countries.
The danger is if these cases are all unresolved at the time of the Games and the athletes involved in them are at the Games, you're going to end up with something like what happened in the 1994 Winter Games, where the story was Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan rather than what was going on the ice in that case and here on the track and in the field.
Pound also worries that Olympic venues in Athens won't be fully tested before competition begins. He opposed Athens' selection as Olympic host and blames overseers at the International Olympic Committee for not pushing organizers harder in the face of delays.
They think that being ready in plenty of time is at 11:59:59. And, you know, you can't have the Olympic 100-meter champion in a position where they say, gosh, that was a wonderful race, but would you mind doing it again because our timing system didn't work? And it's that kind of operational risk that is increased when you haven't had the facilities completed on time to allow testing. And I hope that does not spread over to the security systems.
Despite the uncertainty, the crises, and the scandals, Pound remains an unabashed Olympic idealist.
I think it's one of the greatest gatherings of young people on the face of the planet today. And I think that the skills and the disciplines and the values they acquire through sport, if they do it properly, are transferable to other aspects of society, and therefore it'll improve our world.
Dick Pound describes the idealistic and the ugly in his book Inside the Olympics. Howard Berkus, NPR News.